from KQED News. I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we've got a 40-part motet and plays about building monsters, big ideas, and cheap laughs. David Wiegand is an expert on cheap laughs.
Yeah, I'm good at that one. The other two, not so much.
Not so much. Big ideas? No, small ones, yes. Anyway, let's start with a legendary Austin folk.
Young money, I dreamed of singing in a concert hall.
That's the voice of Tish Hinojosa. She's just such a great mix of traditional Mexican and Austin sound and country and folk. And I guess she's been off the circuit for a long time. She was in Germany for about 10 years.
I loved her early on. And I had a lot of her albums. I went to her shows and everything. And then she seemed to sort of go off the radar. But I'm glad she's back. And the more important thing is that she's back in the Bay Area. And she's going to be performing with Los Sensontles.
Yeah, so it's a rare privilege to see them together. Really, both of them touching deeply into American roots music. Tish Hinojosa plays with Los Sensontles at the band's Mexican Arts Center in San Pablo tomorrow night. That's $15, a great deal and a cheap thrill for the week. I'm not sure what it is in the water, but we're blessed with some great women playwrights here in the Bay Area. The very funny Amy Freed has written a new play called The Monster Builder, and it's getting just its second run at the Aurora Theater. And the title, The Monster Builder, is a tribute in a way, Freed told us, to Henrik Ibsen's play, The Master Builder.
Both plays concern themselves with the sort of the drives of architecture, the dark side, the id. Why do we build? Why do we build big? And what's fatal about it? In my play, the fatal drive of architecture falls on the public.
You know, that I have to say that that quote, given the interview that we had with her, it makes this the play sound a little sort of unreachable. And I doubt that it's that, having seen Amy's work
before.
She's very
funny. Yeah.
She's very, very funny. I mean, her play, You Nero, over at Berkeley Rep, was terrific. And I'm really looking forward to this play a lot.
The Aurora Theater in Berkeley presents Amy Freed's play The Monster Builder through December 6th. Now, immersive art meets 16th century British church music. Okay, so that's Thomas Tallis's Spem in Allium. This is this old music piece for church music in England. And it's a piece for 40 voices. Now, follow me on this. But then this artist, Janet Cardiff, is presenting this music in a new form. David, explain.
Each voice comes through its own speaker in this installation, which will be at Fort Mason, so that you have the ability to have the kind of intimacy with one single voice. And as you walk around the room, it becomes sort of, you know, cumulative as in terms of how you hear this piece of music. It is, and of course they all blend together as well. Our new art critic, Charles Demaray, knows this piece well. He presented it in Cincinnati when he was the head of the art museum there, and he talks a lot about it to me in terms of it says different things about art and technology than what we would normally feel. And the interesting thing is that this isn't a piece of, say, Kronos music. This music is early music. This is ancient music being sort of deconstructed and reconstructed through technology.
Janet Cardiff's 40-part motet is at Gallery 308. It's a new art space at Fort Mason in San Francisco tomorrow through mid-January. More theater now. Rude Mex is a wild Austin company doing a pair of productions in San Francisco and Berkeley. And this is a very – I don't know why you call your group Rude Mechanicals. It's Rude Mex.
Oh, why not?
But that's who they are. Anyway, but a lot of wacky stuff.
Yeah, that's right. This is a group that was founded by the playwright Mac Wellman. And they're doing something this week at Z-Space, and it's one of their older pieces. It's called the Method Gun, and it's a strange piece about a rather obscure acting teacher named Stella Burden, who had a very interesting life and death. And then after this weekend, they moved to Zellerbach Playhouse over at Cal Performances, and they do a piece that's only a year old called Stop Hitting Yourself.
Yeah, do that. Anyway, yes, Stop Hitting Yourself is at the Zellerbach Playhouse November 19th through the 22nd. The Method Gun is at Z-Space in San Francisco tonight and tomorrow. That's Rude Mix doing this residency. Now the Shook Twins are back in the Bay Area.
A man of solid oak and his fine new bride found themselves a farm by the riverside. Everything has changed, it's all come undone, and all they have now are their hands and the light from the sun.
That's the Shook Twins, and they're folky, they're bluegrassy, they've got a beat, you can dance to them. I mean, they're a lot of fun.
And they also play with electronic music, too. So, it's a modernized. They're known for quirky folk, and I think that that's basically true, unless people are calling them quirky folk.
But. Well, they are. They're from Portland, it's obvious.
Of course they are, right.
Yeah. I mean, they do songs, including one about a chicken named Rose.
Uh-huh, yeah, one of my favorites. anyway, it's headed by identical twin sisters, Caitlin and Lori Shook. They've been around the Bay Area before. It's really great to see them back here, and you get a couple of opportunities to see them. You can see them tonight at Moe's Alley in Santa Cruz, Saturday night at Leo's in Oakland, and on Wednesday they play the Hop Monk Tavern in Sebastopol.
Oh, that's great. And David, we have a time for a shout-out from you, something in the South Bay.
Something for sure. The Russian pianist Vadim Rodenko is performing at De Anza College, a performance of Bach, Brahms, Mozart, etc. He has won prizes, the third prize in the Tchaikovsky International Competition and several other competitions, and it's a big deal. It's a great program and a great venue.
And I have a shout-out also. I'm excited about a musical evening at the wonderful little Piedmont Piano, which really is a piano store with a lot of folding chairs, but it's a wonderfully intimate performance space. Bay Area soprano Ann Moss is hosting a concert of music by Jake Hagee, including a West Coast premiere with help from Emil Milland on cello and Jake Hagee himself. That's Thursday at Piedmont Piano. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these and more music and performance listings at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.